Whack Matters is brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial where you can test out Audible's awesome audiobook monthly subscription service. Make sure to go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Music Matters podcast. Now, what are we going to talk about today? Well, it is Friday, December the 7th, 2018, so we could possibly talk about the new music that was released today. However, we're not going to do that. It is Friday, December the 7th, so that means we could stop and look over the past year and come up with the top 10 albums of 2018. I'm not going to do that. It is Friday, December the 7th, 2018, so that means the Grammy nominees were released this morning. So we could talk about who was nominated for what for the Grammys, but we're not going to do that either. So what are we going to talk about? Well, I think we have a great opportunity. And I think we have the great opportunity to start looking at something that everyone's going to be talking about in 2019. But instead of waiting for everyone else to talk about it and then reacting to what everyone else says, let's be ahead of the discussion. Let's lead the discussion. No, let's start the discussion. No, forget it. Let us define the discussion. I think that's what we should do here on the Music Matters podcast, because the music matters and we talk about what matters in music. I think that's the whole idea of having a music podcast, is not to be reacting to everyone, but leading the discussion, being the ones that kind of starts the discussion. And I hope we can start that discussion right now. Now, let me explain. In 2019, especially as we approach the end of 2019, there will be thousands of articles. There will be hundreds of podcasts. There will be radio program after radio program talking about the decade. How do we look back over the decade going from 2010 to 2020? How do we look at that decade when it comes to the subject of music? What were the biggest albums of the decade? What were the biggest singles of the decade? How will this decade be remembered when people talk about it? That's going to be the discussion in 2019. But instead of waiting for everyone else to start that discussion, let's start it now. And here's the reason I want to start it now, because you have an opportunity that you did not have in years past. Here's what you can do. All you need first is an internet connection. The second thing you need is an internet browser, and you need a search engine. So let's say Google. All right, go to the Google search engine and type in albums released 2010. Albums released 2010. Now, the first thing that probably will show up will be the Wikipedia entry. Now, the Wikipedia entry will list the albums of 2010. Now, their list is not, you know, it doesn't include every single thing that was released. It's almost impossible to have one list that's going to include every album that was released. But it will do this. It will provide you a very good overview of all the major and minor albums that were released in 2010. I want you to pull up that list and not only look at that list, start listening to some of the albums on the list. Start working through 2010. Create your own playlist. Here are the songs of 2010. The songs that you remember. The songs that are brand new to you. Artists that you know. Artists that you do not know. You take the time to investigate 2010. After you feel you've done enough investigating of 2010, move on. Go back to the search engine. Go back to Google. Do a search for albums released 2011. You'll find another Wikipedia entry. Then go to 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015. Go all the way up to 2018. Start that now. Listen, remember, investigate, research, discover. You have the ability to listen to anything that was released in 2010 via the streaming services. You can do the same with 2011. You can do it with every year. This will be the situation. This year, and this has been true in years past, but more people now subscribe to streaming services than at any time in history. Every one of us now has the ability for us to go back and listen to what actually happened in 2010, in 2011. We can actually take the time to listen to what actually occurred in this decade. We don't need some so-called expert to tell us what happened in the year, in the decade. We can listen for ourselves. And I hope that you understand that, and I hope you take advantage of that. We have the ability, if we start now, because it takes a long time to do the work. It takes a long time to listen. But if you start listening, just pick one album a week, right? Just one album a week. Pick an album from 2010. Then maybe the next week, pick an album from 2011. Maybe from the next week, pick an album from 2012. Then jump back to 2010 or jump up to 2016. Just start picking one album a week, starting now, all right? Go from 2010 all the way through 2018. And then, of course, in 2019, whatever you are listening to in 2019. And if you'll just pick one album a week, just one a week, you'll start getting a pretty good overview of what was occurring in this decade. Pick albums you don't know. Pick albums that you're like, oh, I heard about that. If you know them, you can obviously listen to them. But if you choose things that you're not that familiar with, maybe you know one song from the album, but you don't know everything about the album, do that. Just start investigating and listening, because you will have a good opportunity to really be able to grasp what occurred in a decade. Typically, we rely on some expert, someone to write an article, and they tell you what they define what that decade was about. You read that and you walk away saying that's what that decade was about. Maybe it's accurate, maybe it's not accurate, but you would never know, because in times past, especially, you know, if I go back, even if we go back just a little back to 2010, even if we go back to 2010, if you just look at the Spotify numbers, in 2010, less than 1 million people were subscribed to Spotify. So let's say we go 2009, 2008. Let's say we go that far back. If you wanted to really investigate a past decade, well, you had to read articles, and you did not have the ability to go listen to everything that was released. In fact, you could read articles and go, oh, they named this album, but I don't really want to go spend $15, $10 to buy it or pay $9.99 and download it on iTunes. You didn't necessarily want to spend the money. Now, yes, some people would go listen to it illegally, but you get the idea. You didn't really have that ability. Now, just with a streaming service, you can look at the albums that were released in a year, listen to whatever you want, work your way all the way through a decade. And at that point, you yourself can be kind of a mini expert on the subject. And it will be interesting to know how 2010 to 2020 is defined, because now it's not just an expert that's going to define it. It's going to be you. It's going to be me, because we have the power to do so. Now, we were discussing this in the chat channel that we're a part of, me, Michael, some other people, and I made the argument, and I stand by the argument, that 2010 to 2020 will be defined as the decade of streaming. Because again, I'm just looking at a graph here, and in July of 2010, less than 1 million people were subscribed to Spotify. We move up to, I think that's June, let me see here if I can... Yeah, June 2018, 83 million were subscribed to Spotify. So they go from, in less than 10 years, you go from less than 1 million people to 83 million people subscribed to one streaming service, just one. That doesn't count Apple. That doesn't count Tidal. That doesn't count Amazon Music. That doesn't count there's Pandora. There's so many of them out there. And that really will define this decade of music, will will be streaming and its impact on different genres. Did the explosion of hip-hop, could the explosion of hip-hop dominating music, could it have happened without streaming? I'll argue it couldn't have. I will argue that radio, in many cases, would not have... Radio alone would not have allowed for a hip-hop explosion the way we have witnessed it. But people are not bound by radio. They can listen to whatever they want 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, via a streaming service. And the numbers show the dominance of hip-hop in this decade. So there's just so many different things we could discuss about what streaming accomplished and what it did. Some could argue the negative, some could argue the positive, but no one can deny its impact. So I think this will be the decade of streaming. But here's the thing, because it's the decade of streaming, we can use streaming services to literally explore the decade. Because you don't have to go to a record store and go, wait, I can't buy all these albums of this decade. I don't have the ability to do so. You now have the ability for $9.99 a month to listen to every major minor release of a decade. But you have to take the time to do so. And I just think that that's the approach we should take right now. I know this is the time of year I should give you the best of 2018. I could give you the list of albums. But if you know anything about the best of the year list, there's about 1,000 best of the year list. There will be some agreement, like Casey Musgraves will show up on many of them. The album Dirty Computer. I'm not going to even start naming all of them. There'll be some crossover and some agreement, but there'll be so many different lists with so many different albums chosen as the best of the year. That my list would, what is my list going to accomplish? What is my list going to add to the discussion? All the streaming services will have their playlist of the best of the year. So I'm not going to add anything to that discussion. So why do that? So that's why I'm not going to add to the discussion by doing that. So this is what I want to do. I think what we can do is do something unique. What I think we can do is something that is important, and that is be able to look at a decade in music and as individuals listen, think, and discuss it so that we can kind of define what this decade has been about and we don't have to rely on anyone else. And we can do so before everyone else decides to jump on this bandwagon, because this is going to dominate 2019. As you get to the end of 2019, it's going to be article after article about the decade, this past decade. Why wait? The only way to really do justice to that discussion is to actually be the one who's listened, who can have an informed opinion, not just an opinion based off ignorance or feeling, but opinion based on listening. And if the music matters, well, then it won't matter for you to take the time to listen. So start your exploration of this decade. Again, internet connection, search engine, type in albums released 2010, start there. Here's where you'll start before you even have to look it up. I'll just tell you, if you want to start, pull up the album Animal by Kesha. That was the album that was released on January the 1st, 2010. That was the first album released on this list. The next album, then you have The Dear and Departed that was the name of the artist, The Dear and the Departed. The name of the album was Chapters. That was released, I believe, on January the 1st. And then January the 5th, you get Kanye West, VH1 Storytellers. And then Catherine McPhee, Unbroken. That's a name from the past. And then January the 11th, you got that amazing album, Contra by Vampire Weekend, January the 11th, 2010. And then you can just start going through the list of all the things that happened in 2010. Spoon put out an amazing album in 2010. I'm just looking at the list here. Fortet, oh man, they put out a great album in 2010. Barry Manilow put out an album in 2010. Beach House, Teen Dream. Oh man, we could talk a lot about Beach House. They did a lot in 2010. Lady Antebellum. Wow. Talk about a name that had a massive crossover appeal. Again, just going through this list, some of these you're just going to know. A lot of these you're not going to have a clue, but then you can pull them up, listen, and go, well, that's why I don't have a clue, because nobody wanted to ever hear that ever again. But Lil Wayne. Rob Zombie, Sade, Soldier of Love. Man, I remember that album. I'm just going through here. There's so many things. I mean, just going through the list, we'll just kind of show you what was going on in 2010. And also you'll notice kind of what dominated 2010 and what did not dominate 2010. And as you go through the decade, you'll kind of see where the page kind of turned and what changed. Why was there such a change in what was dominating music? What you can also do, once you kind of figure out where that page got turned and why a certain genre started dominating, look at the streaming numbers for that time in the decade. Well, how many people were subscribed to a streaming service at the time the page turned? I think you'll see a correlation, or at least I believe you will. But that's what I want us to do. Let's focus on the decade and let's start it now. All right, I'll stop there, or I can turn this into a discussion about every album that was released in 2010, and nobody wants that. All right, this has been an episode of the Music Matters Podcast, challenging you to focus on the decade and start that focus now before everyone else starts at the end of 2019. Just use your streaming service, internet connection, and a search engine, and you'll be ready to go. Again, all you need to search for is albums released 2010, albums released 2011. You'll find the Wikipedia article, find the album, go search for it on the streaming service, start listening. If you hate it, all right, great. But you can click on it on Wikipedia. It will take you to the entry for the album. And you'll see, did that album win any awards? Where did that album place on the charts? And you'll get a good idea really quick. It won't take you very long to start kind of getting going. These are the artists that were big. These are the artists that were not big. And this is what defined the sound in 2010. This is what defined the sound in 2011. And oh, wait, we have a change taking place. And then you'll start kind of going, now, how does that dominate the rest of the decade? You'll also note a lot of albums that did not get a lot of attention, but you'll discover they were really good. And those are those hidden gems that you can add to your playlist. All right. Go listen. This has been an episode of the Music Matters Podcast. Go listen to the music that matters.
Thanks for listening to the podcast that we produce here at WACMatters.com. Just in case you didn't know, we have a lot of different shows running right now. There's Life's What You Rate It, where me and my brother Mark rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10 that exists in the entire universe. Tune In, where Marcus and his friend Karsten talk about cartoons and their value for people of all ages. Of course, Whack Tracks, where me and a bunch of friends make commentary tracks for whatever shows or movies we might be into at the time. And our newest show on the network, The Music Matters, where my friend Trevor creates a discussion around all the matters relating to music. If you'd like to support the content we make here at WACMatters.com, please go to WACMatters.StoreMV.com and check out our merchandise section. We sell t-shirts right now, and there's more merchandise to come. Even if you don't want to buy a t-shirt, there is a donate button at WACMatters.com that you can use to support the content that we already make and to help fund creative ideas for the future. Additionally, this podcast is also brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/WACMatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial with Audible.com where you get to listen to a free audiobook of your choosing and can continue subscribing for an awesome audiobook content subscription. Remember, that's audibletrial.com/WACMatters. We love you all and hope you will continue checking out the content we make here at WACMatters.com. Have a great day.